Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends this sunny Monday evening. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going on the phone now to Representative Al Pasulka. Good evening, sir. How are you? You're from Stevensville. How are you this evening?
Doing great, Cheryl. Hanging out here in Michigan's great Southwest. And if I'm on the show, does that make me a friend?
Absolutely.
All right, great.
I love to have more friends. Fritz and Friends, if you aren't before you're on the show, I hope once you have been that you would want to be. So.
Well, I can always use a few more friends, so that's okay.
Well, I understand you're trying to make MSNBC's host Rachel Maddow a friend.
You know, I am. I'm trying, and, you know, the only response I've gotten so far is a Freedom of Information Act request, and that really isn't what we were looking to do. We were trying to set the record straight, and she's done a series of reports having to do not only with the emergency manager law, but with some of the developments in my district, and really mischaracterizing some of the development in my district, the people who live here, and my role in some of those developments as well. So we were trying to set the record straight with her, and we sent her a very nice letter. And the response we got was, well, we want to FOIA the information that you sent to your local newspaper. And that was really a three-page document that said, here are all the mistakes that you made.
Oh, boy.
And the idea isn't, you know, to give her the three-page document. The idea is to let her beat up the state representative on the air and give me the opportunity to actually set the record straight about what the emergency manager bill does, some of the developments in Benton Harbor that have been very positive. Nobody stole the beach in Benton Harbor. Actually, $3 million has gone in to redo the beach and redo the park next to the beach. So we just kind of wanted the opportunity to set the record straight, but unfortunately that has not happened.
I was going to say she can Google the information. I mean, I did it.
I mean,
the FOIA information she's asking for, I Googled it before I talked to you.
Yeah, this is the three pages we sent to the Aero Palladium.
Yeah, I mean, you can Google and get stuff that went to the media. Now, you have been on her show before, and you...
No, I actually never made it on the show. What happened is...
You taped some things?
No, they talked to me on the phone.
Okay.
Her producer, Laura Conaway in New York, spent 45 minutes on the phone with me and then used 9 words that I said. They put up pictures of me and put up videos of me, but I have never been interviewed on that program, or any of my comments haven't been taped and used. And I did request, Cheryl, and you know, you being around the media a very long time, understand the reason for this. I requested a live interview.
Well, exactly, which is why, I mean, we do our show live for just that reason, and I have had some guests who at first said they wouldn't do it if it was taped or edited, and as you said, I've been around media a long time. I'm not going to tell you how long, sir, but for a while, and I understand that. I understand that. You're unedited here. We're live and we're chatting.
Yeah.
So I get that. What is it you think that Rachel is missing, Rachel Maddow is missing, because I have heard some of her reports on the emergency financial managers in Michigan.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sensationalism out there, and a lot of talk that this is anti-democracy. This is the corporatization of towns, and you know, specifically, the bill did not allow for corporations to be named emergency managers. These have to be individuals. There were a number of things that she said about Gene Clark Park and the Harbor Shores development and Whirlpool Corporation. She tried to kind of mix this web of conspiracy, and it was based on a bunch of blogs and wacky websites that were out there, and we actually went back and looked at some of the language on these websites she used on her show, which there was just no real reporting there or not. And I guess it's not a journalism program. I'm not sure what it is. I know she's a pundit. She is certainly entitled to her opinion, but I know a lot of folks in Southwest Michigan who are upset by the report because they actually thought her show was a news program, and now they know it is not. It is simply not that. And the great thing about being trashed by Rachel Maddow is, you know, not that many people see it.
There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. One of the things, I've had several guests on the show talking about emergency financial managers, mm-hmm. Of course, in all the different aspects. And there was a Detroit News editorial that I thought was very good, which talked about there wouldn't be a need for new laws empowering state-appointed outsiders to make the hard choices for these municipalities and school districts if the people hired to make those choices in the first place actually did their jobs. What's your response to that?
Well, that is spot on. That is absolutely right. And what we did with this bill, Cheryl, is what we tried to do is say, look, let's get to the point where we don't appoint financial managers. Let's do more work on the front end. Let's do proactive preventative steps so the state can come in and actually provide some help beforehand before we ever get there. That was the basis, or 90% of the whole bill, and that's been kind of glossed over. But that was the whole idea. Let's, you know, and we can use Benton Harbor as kind of an example. You know, what happened here was the town was run down to the point of bankruptcy. $17 million in debt and unfunded liabilities on a town of 10,000. That's $17,000 for every man, woman, and child. So by the time the emergency manager did arrive, there are not a lot of good options. So what we've tried to do with this legislation, the Fiscal Accountability Act that folks are calling the emergency manager bill, is we want to do more proactive things, more things on the front end, so we don't ever get there. That is really the design of the whole measure.
Are these emergency financial managers being asked to step in by any of these municipalities or school districts ahead of time? Is that happening now?
I don't think that's happening, but if you use Benton Harbor as an example, you know, Governor Granholm's review team went through everything, and they were given kind of the option, why don't you come up with an agreement with the state on a deficit reduction plan or an operations plan that you can manage locally, and basically the city told them no. And that led to an emergency manager coming in. I don't think anybody's going to run for office based on the fact of saying, I brought the emergency manager in. I think folks do want to solve problems locally. We want them to solve problems locally and not get to that phase where an emergency manager has to come in and make some very tough choices.
And you did sponsor the legislation on the Fiscal Accountability Act. Do you understand, Representative, the concern for folks when they say they feel like those who they elected and put in power are now taken out of power and they don't have a voice? Do you understand that concern?
I understand the concern, but I also need to point out that this is a temporary situation. The idea of having the emergency manager there is not a long-term fix. The local folks are still going to be back in control. So this is designed to be temporary. It's designed to be a last resort. But you know what? Democracy also comes with something called responsibility and accountability, too. And you can't run your town into the ground and expect the state taxpayers to pick it up.
Another thing I wanted to mention in looking up information before I spoke mm-hmm. with you, sir, is you were going to participate in the St. Joe Benton Harbor Blossom Time Parade this Saturday, mm-hmm. and there were folks down there protesting, and you decided you didn't want to partake after hearing that. You're, by admission, of course, a big proponent of free speech. You just didn't feel it was appropriate. Is that correct?
Well, you have to understand kind of the tradition of the event. The Blossom Time Festival is the oldest festival in the state of Michigan. It's really about kids. It's about families. 25 communities have queen contests. In fact, I emcee a couple of them. I've emceed the Miss Stevensville contest for 17 years. It's a scholarship contest. 60% of the people who are at the Blossom Time Parade are age 12 or under, and I just didn't think it was the proper venue. I face protesters every day at the Capitol. I face them in my office hours. I relish a good debate, absolutely. But I didn't think that was the proper venue for it, and the feedback that I've gotten from my community is they appreciated the decision I made.
Now, the governor was there as well. Did you hear about the protesters at the event?
I was at there. I actually attended the parade as a spectator.
Okay.
And I did see the governor beforehand, and Miss Michigan and some other folks, but I did get a chance to talk to the governor beforehand. He walked the parade route. He got a very good reception in St. Joseph. Folks were applauding. He's the first governor to be there in 17 years, and it used to be the tradition that the governor was always the grand marshal. We haven't had a governor come since early Engler administration. So folks are very glad to see him on the Benton Harbor side. There were some protesters there. Cheryl, a number of these folks were not even from Michigan. They came up from Kentucky. They came from Chicago. They came from other places. There were not a great deal of them. I think there were maybe 100, 150 people. And it was a peaceful protest from what I understand. But, you know, the kids in Benton Harbor don't have a lot. Let's not take this away from them. It just wasn't the proper venue for it. It's not a proper venue for political stuff. And if you want to go have your rally at City Hall afterwards or before, I think that's great.
Very good. Well, yep. Sir, the story on emergency financial managers is far from over. We will continue to follow it. I thank you so much for your time and perspective on this evening. I will let me know if you get on Rachel Maddow's show, because I want to be watching that one.
Yeah. don't hold your breath, Cheryl. Okay. I'll probably be on your show again before I'm on hers.
I sure hope so, since we're friends now.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Representative Al Pasholka of Stevensville, Michigan, Republicans representative. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.